Everything's running smoothly.
Oh, yeah! Happy Friday! My name's Hartzell. Pete across the line. It's your Casey Morning Show. What's going on, Pete?
Morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. I'm very pleased that you woke up today. That's a good start
to the show. Listen, I was trying just to go Friday forward with it. You might not go back to the past. That's a Peter P. Swain. The P stands for past. Just happy, leave it in the past right now.
Happy Friday, and for what it's worth, happy hump day, baby, because we didn't get you on Wednesday. If you're just waking up in Kansas City, the real feel.
Give me that real feel.
In the mid-50s, but it should heat up, really, as the day and the weekend go on. Hartzell, your high today?
Tell me about it.
81.
Woo-wee!
Low of 61. Your high Saturday, 84, low of 57. And on Sunday, high of 75, low of 57. So it's going to be a hot, 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 hot weekend. This and guy. The city isn't open up yet, so we'll see.
Man, Before I let you S all over me on Wednesday, we've all been there, ladies and gentlemen, all right? When you've got the alarm set and you hit the PM instead of the AM, it happens to the best of us. I'm not an amateur. I am, I took an L, and it happens to all of us.
Listen, there are some people on this program, and it's made up of two of us, that have dedication. And some people that enjoy their sleep, and we know who those people are.
Yeah.
But we're forward. We are forward thinking. We're going to be in the 80s this weekend. It's a Friday show. We also, this is on me as well. We forgot to mention that it's presented by Charlie Hustle today.
God, what are we doing?
Man. Our good friends. Promo code KCMS20 will get you 20% off. We'll talk a little bit more about their shirts. Coming up, what, after the news?
I think so. Promo code KCMS20! 20% off.
So, how's your entire week been? I haven't gotten to talk to you, my friend.
Man, it has been wild. I can say that I am now
wet and wild.
Funny you mentioned wet and wild. I got a bit about that in the news later on. So, good tease, believe it or not. You have no idea, but you just...
Good tease, good sleaze on this show. We always say that.
My man. No, I got my refund money. Not refund, I got my stimulus money.
And, oh, he's back.
And your boy is back. Woo! And I've saved a lot of it. I saved a lot of it.
Look at this, man.
I had been saying for the longest time how much I wanted to buy a Switch. We've talked about it, I think, on this show, actually. The last few checks I've had, I've been saving my stimulus unemployment and putting a little bit on the side for play. So, make sure I get my bills paid, and then whatever we got left over.
Look at you.
Well, guess what we did yesterday?
Oh, wow.
I had some extra dollars that got left over.
Oh, wow.
Enough dollies for your boy to purchase a Nintendo Switch. Pulled her home. Brought her home yesterday. She's beautiful. A nice turquoise light.
I'm amazed that in the same breath you were able to say, I saved money and purchased a Switch. Like, that to me is an incredible start to our show.
I could have gotten the because I got the Switch Lite, which is like the affordable one. That's like the one for those who are balling on budgets. And also the normal one was all sold out, because I would have of course splurged on it.
Is Switch like a Game Boy? Is that
Nintendo? So it's a lot of the groundwork that was laid by Game Boy has now been seen in the Nintendo Switch. It is excellent. It is.
What game
did
you get?
It's a good time. So I got Animal Crossing because everyone's doing it and whatever. And I'm a slave to the machine, which is why I bought the Switch to begin with. And it's like Sims, but you have like pets that lead you around the game. And I don't know what I'm talking about. So if you're listening and I sound like a fool right now and you're screaming in your car, I understand that. But I think the point is, do you want to get people to visit your island? You want to have, in this fictional world where you don't have friends, you're supposed to find friends, which is usually why you go to games in the first place. So I kind of love it. I just picked up a flimsy fishing pole. last night. I had to construct it myself. So I did a little fishing. And,
did you catch anything?
I did not. Did not catch a thing, actually. I think it's the pole. I think I got to earn myself a stronger fishing pole.
Right.
Because the fish are just, they're just hopping right off, man. It's not even fair at this
point. Now, there is a saying out there that is, there's a lot of fish in the sea, but looking at your Instagram, you're out of the water at this point.
Every show, you're trying to slide that one back in. Keep trying to slide it back in.
It's your Instagram. It is your Instagram. If you want to take a look at it,
I am doing things differently this time. No.
965.
No.
Take a look for yourself.
We're doing
things. I won't go into any more detail. Look for yourself. I'm plugging your Instagram. You love this segment.
I understand that. But we're doing things differently this go around, all right? We are going to take the social media aspect of my life and all that, and then the personal aspects of my life, and we're going to actually keep those things separate.
I know,
like in history, that phrase separate but equal doesn't always work out so hot, but in this situation, we're going to try to make it so it's separate but equal. All right.
Oh, God. I can't believe that's the way you're using to describe it, but who am I to judge?
I got a switch. I got some hella nice looking filters on Insta. I can't be tamed, and conditions are ideal. So I'm feeling pretty good on a Friday.
I love the energy you're bringing today. You are.
Oh, God, his hair, though. My God.
You're happy. It seems like there's an extra sparkle in your eye from the things that are happening in your life. You are well rested. That we know for sure. So we're happy about that.
Again, it happens to the best of us. Who hasn't hit PM instead of AM? All right.
I've got a couple updates for you.
Fill me in, Pete.
PUs, personal updates. Chiefs madness just continues on. You think that the draft is over? And all of a sudden Dustin Colquitt is released and off you go into another week of wonderful Chiefs coverage. So that's
The hell was that news to you? I we'll talk about it later, but
yeah, we can get into it a little bit more. But it was
I liked that guy a lot.
A little shocking. So he
once kicked me in the face. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes.
Dustin
Colquitt came to a Sporting KC game and did the halftime show, and I was in goal as Dustin Colquitt was doing the PKs.
Oh, wow.
And first attempt on goal, your boy took one straight to the dome. That doesn't matter because that means that's a blocked shot. I have a blocked shot on NFL punter.
Embarrassing athletic moments now. We've crossed off Mercy Park, Children's Mercy Park. We crossed off the K. When is your Arrowhead embarrassing sports moment?
It's only a matter of time. Yeah, it's only a matter of time. Yeah. Embarrassing sports moments, I have a few.
Moving on with my PUs. I've been cooking more, and I'm actually good. I'm going to say it. I'm like Emeril Lagasse in that.
Bam!
In that kitchen. I'm excited. I made turkey burger sliders the other day in like
turkey
a nice
burger slidey.
Lettuce wrap. And I mean, here I am. I'm flipping. I got the old spatch come in and out of, and it smells good. You got the fire alarm going off. It's become a real, I think, you know, you can form bad habits and good habits in this world. And it's become a real good habit for me. I do want to shout out. I have a list here today.
What's your thoughts about turkey burgers though? I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, well, they're delish and nutrish. That's the drug.
Delish and nutritious. I think a little stiff, but that's okay. That's just me.
Shout out to, this is a free plug, Casual Animal, because they have this beer delivery now. And
this guy, look at you. Look at you.
I've been taking advantage. You can actually go pick it up too if you want to swing over down to the Crossroads area. But they are tapping into beer delivery. And I noticed that a lot of us are doing it. I was tweeting about it the other day with my friend Sam Elliger, the Kansas City Star. We both got the Hazy IPA. And if you are looking for a little treat to get you back to some normalcy here in Kansas City, if you do like to go down and frequent some of the pubs and such, Casual Animal beer delivery, really smart. I mean, a couple of these places, we mentioned Jay Rieger, have found ways to just stay proactive. And good job by Casual Animal. It's delicious. Not so nutrition on that one.
I just am so proud of you because you're finally using radio and podcasting and a little bit of notoriety the way it should be used, and that's for free stuff. So you like to think that you're being nice and you're giving them a favor. Like, hey, I just want to shout out a local business that's really been nice to me. But what you are really doing is saying, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, I'll see you in my DMs. Where's my coupons? And I am so proud of you, because finally, Pete, I think that you're getting it. And I think that this relationship is starting to be a two-way street. I finally think I'm giving you some of my wisdom.
Yeah. Well, the one thing you learned is you snooze, you lose. And so I'm not trying to snooze on some of the connections that I'm making here. Mm-mm.
Not no mo.
It's the 1 week warning for Mother's Day. So don't be dumb. Don't be me every year on Friday figuring out what you're going to do. I'm going to put my order in today. My mom is a persistent listener of the show, so I'm not going to say what that is. But
can I be totally honest with you? And I hate for jumping in. I missed Wednesday's show, and now I'm jumping all over your bullet points. Mother's Day is coming up. My ex's mom is a wonderful, wonderful lady. She's a treasure, and she will still occasionally reach out to me on. Hold on. Stop. She will still occasionally reach out to me on social media.
Turns out the apple does stop fall it. Far from the tree.
Stop it.
Where is that apple?
I think somebody else got that apple now. You're going to ask him about it. But her mom, at least, is still a fan of mine. And she's a nice, awesome, awesome lady.
She's a nice lady.
Do I?
No.
No. The answer is no. The answer is no. Okay.
I am Are 1 sure? million. 1 million. Dr. Sween, the love doctor, tells you.
Ooh, he's a love doctor.
Welcome in to Dr. Sween and love doctor. We got here. Mr. Hartzell is asking about sending an ex's mom a gift for Mother's Day.
Stop. Don't say it like that.
And the answer is no. Double no. Triple no. Quadruple no.
That's not what I said.
This has been Dr. Sween in the Love Factory.
I hate you.
Last two things I got for you before we can move on to the news. Relaunched a Chiefs podcast on the Arrowhead Pride channel. So if you want Chiefs specific stuff for you crazies out there, another plug there. And then I got to tell you this, Hartzell. And
tell me about it.
Do you know how many people have been asking for a return for Jokes at Noon? The list is just growing by the day. People
is it now?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, we're at probably 20 plus people that have now asked, where's Jokes at Noon? Where 20. Is it?
20, you said.
And I'm going to have to maybe dig back in.
How many ants do you have? If 20 people are reaching out, how many you got?
I'm going to have to dig right back into my chest and start to churn out these jokes like a factory, like a joke factory. Comes the joke train.
Why do you do this to me? Well, you just want to get into this thing? Should we just do it?
Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team! Assemble!
What are you doing? Are you ready? I'm going to give you a little bit more time because I know you're not ready. You're not prepared.
Give it to me. I don't care. I'm not prepared.
Ooh, that's a good one. My name is Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show across that phone line. That's Peter F. Swain. The F stands for freestyling on a Friday, because that's right. What happens. Every Friday, my man freestyles his news intro. Pete, I'm filling time because you are not prepared, but I got nothing left to say. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Go. I'm going to count you in. Here we go. A 5. 6. A 5. 6. 7. Here we go.
In a twist of fate, Hartzell wasn't late. But that's water under the bridge. I'm looking in the fridge. He's still pressing them ones and twos. Let's do the news. That was a true freestyle. I did not prep for 1 second for that.
That was all you, huh?
True freestyle.
Top of the head. Listen, man.
Be easy.
Hey. Not bad. Not bad. You know, all things considered, what we had the last couple weeks.
Oh man.
That Step might have been your best. That might have been your best material.
I'll be Step back. Step up. See you next Friday. KC Morning Show.
Oh man.
Presented by Charlie Hustle. Another one.
Another one. Times 20. Because that's 20% off. KCMS20. Your promo code. We the best! Just making a bunch of noises this morning. That's all this show's going to be.
Some people love DJ Khaled. I grew up with Funkmaster Flex in New York.
Funkmaster
Flex night.
Let's do the news, man. Let's do the news. Man, Pete, you got a nice little show. Your boy's going to be on the show today. Our guy.
Shedwards,
Fox 4 film critic Sean Edwards. He's on a little program called The Screening Room. Have you heard of it? Have you seen it? You should. It's very good. So
Did you just say the Screening Room?
No, I didn't. No.
Oh, okay. The Screening Room. Right.
There it is. There it is.
Shedwards.
And you know what? That's on us. We should have named it The Screening Room.
When this podcast grows to be so big and sync level. And I, of course, am Justin Timberlake, and I need to make my own podcast. It'll be called The Screening Room.
God, it's going to be one of those like public access channels.
Yeah, C-SPAN in between the meetings. What is on C-SPAN? Have you ever sat down and watched?
I love C-SPAN. You know I love C-SPAN.
What do they have on that channel?
They have everything you want. They have riveting things like the congressional oversight hearings such bangers as the, some type of hearing on the transportation committee. All kinds of good stuff, man. All kinds of nail biters. I was on C-SPAN in college, one of our history classes. Our professor was, I guess, important. And so they've come in, they filmed it. It was a class on U.S. history post-Civil War construction on. Anywho. So if you need any, autographs, I am C-SPAN royalty, C-SPAN elite.
It's one of these moments where you're sorry you asked. You know what I mean?
All right. Everybody's talking about reopening. And I believe that, I guess, this is where we're headed. And, okay, let's backtrack. That's not, I'm coming in so aggressive. It's not that I don't want to go back doing things, because I'm like all of us. I want to do things too, but I also want to plan. This week, at least here locally, I think we're getting some of that because, we want to go back to work. So it all pretty much got kicked off this week. It was Wednesday. So even if we would have had a show on Wednesday, Pete, this broke like at noon. So we couldn't have covered it anyway.
Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas calling his plan for the reopening of Kansas City a soft opening. The city is under a stay-at-home order until May the 15th, but the mayor announced a new reopening with a 10-10-10 program.
In front of me, you'll see a description of our 10-10-10 program. What that means is that effective May 15th, all businesses, will be able to reopen, including those non-essential businesses that have not been open previously, subject to a capacity rule of 10%, or for their smaller establishments, 10 persons in the establishment itself. And then the final 10 is to the extent that you have someone, a customer who is seated for more than 10 minutes, businesses need to keep track of those people who come in.
There you go. Mayor Q said, I think what we have here is a responsible acceleration. Okay. See, and these things don't seem too crazy to get a hold of. It's catchy. It's got a nice little ring to it. 10, 10, 10. What up? I like that. It's 2020. You got to have a gimmick, man. We love pro wrestling, Pete. It's got to have a gimmick. So 10% or 10 people using the highest number. You got to write people's names down, which I saw on Twitter. Maybe we're too young for this. I don't see the big deal. And I guess maybe you should be upset. People don't like having privacy or whatever, but I just think that's such a generational gap. I don't see the big deal. We're in a pandemic, y'all. So what the hell are we doing here?
Right.
And then kind of piggybacking or following in the footsteps of what Kansas City has done yesterday, following suit, Governor Laura Kelly on the Kansas side, she announced some of her plans to reopen the state of Kansas.
Breaking down the different phases for Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's plan to reopen the state. Phase one will bring small changes. Child care facilities and libraries will be allowed to open. Social distancing and masks are strongly encouraged. Telework also strongly encouraged, and gatherings will be limited to 10 people or fewer. More changes in phase two, which will begin May 18th at the earliest. Bars and nightclubs will be allowed to operate and open, but only at 50% occupancy.
So how you feeling, Pete? Does this give you a little bit of calm? Do you feel like you got an eye on a prize? Can you see the light at the end of the tunnel?
I'm feeling a little bit more grim about all this.
Okay, so the answer is no. Okay. All right. Okay. Big no.
I just think there you are almost given two options with coronavirus. and that's to wait it out, which isn't ideal because reports are out there from like a Bloomberg and the research that this coronavirus will last essentially 2 years until 2/3 of the population are immune, and you can't keep the entire country shut down. I think this is smart the way that Kansas City is doing it, but I just feel, and not just picking on Kansas City, I just feel like I'm at a point where, and this is me talking now, so I mean, this is our show. You've come on, they hear me. I don't think this is controllable. I just think you're either going to get it and be immune or not, if you want to continue to open the economy. And then eventually either people are going to have the antibodies or they're not. And hopefully everyone can get through it and it'll be just I just think it's that contagious. It's that scary because nobody who has it even can know. Like, you can be a carrier and it could be have no symptoms. And so with that in mind, I mean, you could have 10 people in a store, you know, around here. And if you think that someone is not going to transmit it to someone else, you're kidding yourself. But again, there's just no better option. I think you almost wish you would have known that at the beginning, because I think there would have been questions as to should there have been stay at home at all. Because I just think, unfortunately, again, just my opinion, unless you're going to wait 2 to 3 years, you're delaying the inevitable. Mm-hmm. Which is people are going to come into contact with other people. And I mean, that's just where I'm at. I don't feel great about it, but I just don't think there's any other option.
You want some numbers, Pete? Let me give you some numbers because I'm a numbers guy. I didn't give you a list today because, you know, I figured that we'll do that next week, but I do have some numbers. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said Tuesday that their state, 3,491 confirmed cases, over 120 deaths. Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, 314 deaths. That was as of Tuesday, so that's probably needs to be updated. Over 7,300 confirmed cases in Missouri. So on the Missouri side, as we're talking about reopening things, essential businesses like hospitals, those are going to be able to operate without restrictions, just as they have been doing before now. But not essential businesses that do not have public entering areas, those can actually open as early as May 6th, so like this Wednesday. So some businesses are getting back even sooner. Details online. And Godspeed. I like this, though. I think this is, you know, we give a lot of grief to a lot of folks, but they're putting a plan together. And don't forget that we're still not even there yet. We still have to get through, at least on the Kansas City side, we've got till May 15th before that original order is lifted. So this is still like preliminary phase one. We still got to get into that. So trust the process. Trust the process. Pete, this one is a little close to home for me. And in the pandemic, you know, we all were worried. We're worried about so much stuff. How are we going to pay bills? How are we going to do this or that? And also pets, you know, shelters are still taking in animals, and this is a time where they could use a ton of support. And this story is from Unleashed in Mission, which is where I got my dog. That's where I got my little Marty boy. So when I saw this, it hit real close to my heart. So if you can be a foster, Unleashed, as well as I'm sure so many other shelters, could definitely use some of your help.
It's a full house at Unleashed Pet Rescue in Mission. The shelter accepting pets from different parts of the country as smaller shelters have shut down, meaning Kansas City numbers are way up.
Unfortunately, because of the COVID pandemic and a lot of these shelters either scaling back their operations on a large scale or closing altogether,
that means more and more pets looking for homes.
Probably twice as many as we did at this time last year without the global pandemic.
So there you go. If you can foster, if you can adopt, I always say adopt, don't shop. That's just me. No shade, but that's just me. And if you can't be Unleashed, you know, all kinds of great shelters and all kinds of organizations doing good stuff. And you know, Pete, you got a new place, you're an adult now. I'm just saying, I think it's time. I think it's time, man.
I think I might get, I've actually wanted in recent months and weeks a poodle, because I've looked online and if I'm going to get a dog, I don't want one of these dumb dogs. Like, no offense to those, like, bulldogs, but the bulldogs just seem so...
Oh, my God. Why? See, you're... Okay. Address your hate mail to PG Sween on Instagram. DMs are open.
You can just tell that there's certain dog breeds that are just dumb. And that doesn't mean they're lovable and nice and friendly and good to be around. But the poodle, I've read, like if you get into a part poodle, that's the closest really you could come to like a pal, like who you can, like they kind of are learned. They can, I saw this video online. I wish I could somehow play videos for you, but this poodle like hides behind a wall and tries to jump out and scare the owner. Like that's super, super duper. It's just the best video. And so I think if I'm going to, I want them to be like as close, like if you go to the zoo, man, those apes really feel like they have human tendencies. Like I want to get as close to human tendencies as possible. So if I'm going to do it, look, bulldog people, don't come at me hard. I maybe have made a mistake.
It's too late, man. It's too late. It's too late. Have you noticed why I'm not saying anything at all right now? This is too late. Let them dig this hole. Let them do that.
They just, they don't seem like the smartest animals on the planet.
Maybe they just don't like you. How about that? Maybe it's not them, it's you. Have you ever thought about looking in the mirror, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
That's fair, he says. That's fair.
You know, not every animal's going to like me. I know for a fact squirrels don't.
I can't even pretend like I care about this, but I'll hit the background noise. Is that I think this is the song for the Little League World Series. Is this like their anthem? This is it. Don't care. Little boys playing baseball. What a waste of my time. Anyway, Little League World Series is canceled. I always thought those kids sucked. Whenever I played, I was like, these guys are trash. Why are we not on TV? It's only because they bought their way into the system. It's a big conspiracy. And honestly, this should have been gone a long time ago. F it. Little League's done. That's my update on that for the news.
There's a lot of kids that work all year long really hard to do this. And so I do feel a little bit bad, but obviously doesn't impact me all that much. Okay. It's canceled for the first time.
So he can talk a bunch of S on bulldogs who are actually better than humans. But will Pete enjoy the thrilling action of a 5-hour Little League baseball competition?
First time the tournament.
Peak entertainment for Pete.
First time the tournament won't go on since 1947. I mean,
couldn't have come any time sooner.
Here's what I'll say. If you have bulldogs in the Little League World Series over lava, I might be dropping bulldogs.
Let's wrap it up with this. I had another story, but we got Sean Edwards coming on, so we're going to be a little bit long on time. Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 film critic, Sean Edwards, following up a story, a little Friday forward positivity, a follow-up story. Do you remember our good friend, Mr. Tom Moore?
Tom Moore. Yes.
Tom Moore, the currently reigning and defending oldest man to have a number one single in the UK.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, my man celebrated his 100th birthday yesterday. That's not the follow-up. The follow-up is this.
I said Captain Tom there. That's a mistake now, isn't it?
That's right.
It's Colonel Tom. What do you make of that?
Yes, unbelievable, isn't it? Really totally taken aback.
Yeah. How awesome was that, right? Like, I legitimately kind of got goosebumps when I pulled that audio. So, yes, Captain Tom Moore, who was featured in You Will Not Walk Alone. It was it's number one currently in the UK. He hit number one as a 99-year-old. He turned 100 yesterday. And to celebrate, he's now been promoted from Captain to Colonel. Awesome.
I mean, forget about Colonel Mustard. It was Colonel Tom in the UK with the hit song, right? Forget it. It's a clue joke.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter S. Swain. The S stands for shirts and stuff. Because when my man Pete wants to look fly as hell in both shirts and stuff, he goes to one place alone. That's Charlie Hustle.
Right.
How about that for a tease? I didn't know where that was going, and
I'd be shirtless if it wasn't for Charlie Hustle. I would wear nothing, and so I would like to talk about some shirts here on
Tell me about some shirts.
Presented by Charlie Hustle. Right now, they have some more KC Heart Collection. Looks like the most recent has to do with the KC Pet Project Heart Tee, and so it is this. It looks like almost like a Carolina blue, but the classic heart with KC, and you can get these shirts, and they also have dog collars, which actually look pretty good. They look pretty good. So I'm going to read
it. Colors for us or for the dogs? Because I could also rock that look.
Well, you know, we talked about that in the last segment. Casey Pet Project leads the way in a creating and compassionate safe community for pets and people through progressive life-saving programs and services. The Pet Project provides love and medical care to more than 10,000 lost, abandoned, and often injured pets every year in service to the Kansas City community. A portion of these shirt sales will go to the Pet Project and be donated to their mission. And you got to check it out. Again, they have collars and the classic heart shirt. I personally wish there was a Casey Pet Project shirt that said Pet Project minus Bulldogs, because we know how we feel about Bulldogs on this show.
You're doubling down, huh? All right, man. Okay. It's your funeral. Your funeral. And you know what? I'm not going to make sure you look pretty. I'm not going to bring any Charlie Hustle to that thing either, because I don't want them involved with any of that.
There is a Casey Pet Project dog leash, as well as they're still selling their face masks, their classic Clown Connect collection. There's, Crown collection.
I was, man, Pete, you really, you're gearing up for this fight, aren't you? getting a little nervous.
Check out their hometown collection. Check out their communities. Our promo code is KCMS20. And that is available in store when hopefully, I think they hopefully will be opening soon like everybody else, or you can use it online. KCMS20 gets you 20% off t-shirts. And a shout out to our guy, Pat, who still texts us in the group. I love that Pat asks about the Chiefs, which is my expertise. And I love that he makes fun of Hartzell. That's the perfect group text.
Honestly, it's just nice to be around friends. You know, I'm self-aware at this point. I know my role. And also, it's cool. That's one of the things we love about Charlie Hustle, before we wrap this thing up, is that we now have a new friend. We've made so many friends because of the awesome things that they do and all the great causes. So if you would like to get hooked up, and as we're reopening, hey, again, knock on wood, we're doing this thing. The code, I believe, also works in stores from what they told us.
Yes. Yeah. I'm pumped about that, is that you can get this discount really in person, or you can get it online. So that's a cool part about our friendship and our partnership with the great people at Charlie Hustle.
KCMS 20, 20% off. KCMS 20.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the force, and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
My man, let's go, Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic, because my man knows his TV, he knows his movies, and he knows the podcast to go to. That's your KC Morning Show. Sean, my brother, what's going on?
What's up, man? The stream-o-rama continues. We're still stuck at home for a little while, and people, please, please, if you can, just stay home just a little while longer. Health over wealth. So I just hope everybody gets back on their feet, man. It's been a really crazy time, man. It's all about helping other people, man.
Absolutely.
Right now. So let's all pull together, man, and get this thing back to where it needs to be.
Absolutely. You sent me a list today. Sean Edwards, yep. Dead Fox 4 film critic Sean Edwards. We got some good stuff. I think you're right, man. I think we are settled into what we're doing. And, you know, people are just enjoying the stuff they like. And it just happens to be in a new, cool way.
Yeah, we do. Let's start first with Bad Education.
I wanted to make a difference. I got us all the way to number 4. And I will get us to number 1.
Get us to first. That's all that matters.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah?
I've been doing some digging. I'm concerned with what I found.
It's on HBO streaming right now. It stars Hugh Jackman, who's one of my faves, and Allison Janney, who's always dope. I mean, this movie is like really, really good, man. It's about a Long Island school superintendent who gets into a little scandal. It's a dark comedy. It's satire, but it works very well. And Hugh Jackman is exceptional. Allison Janney kills it. It builds a little slow, but it unfolds to a satisfying conclusion. This thing is flawlessly executed. Bad Education on HBO.
I don't know if it's just because it's HBO and HBO just does stuff right and the cast is amazing, but this feels like one of those award kind of shows. Am I overthinking it, or is it good enough
You are right on point, man. This may be Hugh Jackman's best performance, like, ever.
Ooh, okay.
He's really good in this movie. Hugh Jackman is really, really good.
Dope.
Streaming now, HBO.
And I think they were doing, I'm not sure if they are, but I know a lot of services, I think HBO is one of them, were giving you like 30 days for free or just kind of giving you like a free trial kind of thing.
Select. It's mostly a lot of their old series. Like you can go back and watch The Wire.
Okay, okay.
Blood, Ballers, all those movies for free, or TV series for free. There's some movies for free, but it's mostly their old award-winning TV series you can watch for free during the pandemic.
And while you're there, maybe you buy a subscription and you watch Bad Education. So there you go.
Or I need everyone to catch up and watch The Wire, which is the greatest television show ever made.
Hey, yo, lesson here, babe. You come at the king, you best not miss.
Remember when we were talking about movies we hadn't seen, like, classic films that you would think we had seen?
Right.
So mine was Fight Club. When you talk about TV shows, man, I think that would be my answer. Like, that's the biggest show I have not seen.
Why? You haven't seen The Wire, dude?
I know.
The Wire is the best TV series ever made. It's not even close.
I want to hear you do a podcast on The Wire. Have you written or talked about that before? Because I think that'd be awesome.
I've written about The Wire. I have not done a podcast about The Wire, but I would love to do a breakdown of The Wire.
Ooh.
It's one of those TV series where the writing is so good, it's almost unbelievable. The acting, and here's the thing. This cast got totally penalized when it came to Emmys because the cast was predominantly African-American, and they were so realistic and authentic that a lot of the voters didn't even think they were acting. They were like, wait a minute, is this a documentary, or is this, that's just how good they were. Michael B. Jordan was like 12, 14 years old
right.
When he was in The Wire.
Man, I really like this idea of me and you doing a podcast where I host it and you break down The Wire. Like, I really like that idea a lot.
Let's do that, man. We'll talk about it offline.
We might need to put a thing together.
I really want to jump in and dissect The Wire. That would be a great podcast.
I would love that. All right, so now enough about me and my side hustles. What's the next one we got, Sean?
All right, man, here we go. The next film is streaming beginning today. It's All Day and a Night on Netflix.
People say they want to know why, but they really don't. My father taught me how to take your life out on everybody else.
It's dog eat man out there. If he don't learn that in here, he ain't going to make it.
Man, this may be the first cinematic trap classic.
Whoa.
Like, this movie's dope.
Whoa, wait, what does that even mean?
I'm replacing the term, like, it's taking the place of the term hood flick
or
gangster movie.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to call it a cinematic trap classic.
Oh, man, write that down. You heard that here first, y'all.
I coined that on the Casey Morning Show. Cinematic trap classic. This is the first. All Day and a Night on Netflix. It's just it's a heartbreaking drama about a wannabe rapper played by Ashton Sanders. You probably know him from the movie Moonlight.
Yep.
I
thought that was
him. He contemplates his life in a series of flashbacks. He's reunited with his estranged father in prison. It's just about how it's almost nearly impossible to break that cycle of violence that plagued a lot of urban sprawls in America as America continues to eat its young.
Got my guy from Westworld.
Crazy good. Yes. Jeff Wright's so freaking
He's good
amazing.
At anything he does, man. He could act the alphabet.
Everything. And he even coined the phrase, Tiger Wu.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's authentic. It's sad. It's terribly relevant. But it's the first ever cinematic trap classic. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go see UrbanDictionary.com.
Ooh, cited Sean Edwards right there. Give my man some credit.
Yeah. All Day and a Night, man. It's not an easy watch, but it's amazing.
Now, I want to get to this one because this is close to my heart. I work at a radio station.
Now, here's a little story that I got to tell about three bad brothers that you know so well. It started way back in history with that rock.
MCA.
And me.
Mike D.
Hello, everyone.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
The Beastie Boys.
Close to my heart too, because this is close to my heart because I started my career in music. The Beastie Boy documentary, it's streaming now on Apple TV. It's basically a documentary that chronicles the history of the Beastie Boys. Now, The only problem I have with Beastie Boys' story is it is super tailor-made for fans. Like, if you don't know anything about the Beastie Boys or didn't like their music or you're not familiar with their music or their career or their lifestyle or how much they were groundbreakers, this documentary does very little to help you out. But if you were a fan of the Beastie Boys, particularly if you've been a fan since day one, this is one fantastic, nostalgic trip down memory lane.
Okay, so this is more of a fan service kind of deal.
Yeah, because here's how it's done in a unique manner. I've never really seen a documentary done this way, so it's done a little different. It's directed by Spike Jonze, who's just a dope director.
Absolutely. Love Spike Jonze.
If you don't believe me, go find Being John Malkovich and watch that incredible, crazy, tripped-out, weird movie, which is one of my all-time favorites in my entire life. But the documentary, it's set up in a really different way. They're sort of telling their own story. Even if you just like the Beastie Boys, you're going to absolutely love it. I mean, it had me in tears, man, because it really did take me back. I remember buying the album License to Ill.
I was going to say, man, everybody spun License to Ill, man. I was going to bring that one up.
Yeah. You know, true story, there was this tour called the Smoking Grooves Tour, and I actually played basketball backstage with the Beastie Boys.
Oh, what? What was that like, man? Tell me that.
It was cool. They could actually hoop a little bit. I mean, not NBA level, but they could probably sit the bench on a D-League team.
I'll take it, man. Run it back.
Man, they can hoop in the D-League. That's not bad. That's a compliment, man.
Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic, The Screening Room on Fox 4. We had some good stuff. So Bad Education, All Day and a Night, The Beastie Boys. That's solid.
Yeah, that's solid, man. Have a great weekend, my dude.
Yo, real quick, though. Last week you called and you're on a date. How'd that date go?
Oh, fantastic, dude. Come on, man.
Right. There he is.
Right, man. Got me looking at the pandemic in a whole new way.
My man found his coin queen. Let's go.
Man, loving the pandemic right now.
Man, we're gonna write that screenplay. My man, Sean Edwards, Fox 4, film critic, my man, my brother. I'll see you next week.
All right, my man. Always a pleasure.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
I'm just really happy to know that that I was right. Because, you know, Sean has called on this show many times, and he's been on many different dates. Exactly. And I just don't think he would keep calling in on these dates if they weren't going well. So I like to think that we're keeping my man going. Even during quarantine, the KC Morning Show is keeping my man, keeping him centered.
One thing I love about Shedwards is that he loves the sauce, and we all love the sauce. And
sauce!
And you could tell that he's not afraid on a date to partake in a little sauce, and good for him. Get loose.
What's our tag team say? The smoke.
Right.
We want the smoke.
He
Get
wants
my
the
boy
sauce.
The smoke.
Welcome into sports. The Chiefs have moved on from Dustin Colquitt. This happened earlier in the week. I had this ready for Wednesday, but we didn't get to talk about it.
Let it go, man.
The Chiefs released the 15-year punter on Tuesday, so a couple days ago, starting in 2005, Colquitt saw a lot of down years in Kansas City. We all know it. Before the Chiefs were finally able to win the Super Bowl last year, here was Colquitt talking after the Super Bowl victory.
I'm so appreciative of Chiefs Kingdom just sticking with us, sticking with the organization, and loving it. And more importantly, I think it's awesome that Lamar's got to be smiling down on this and seeing this. It was fun to watch the siblings and the kids that grew up, Park's kids, seeing this, all the siblings' kids, and just to be a part of that is special. And I'm kind of at a loss for words.
Well, get ready for a parade. It's on Wednesday.
It's going to be in the snow, baby. Parade in the snow.
Whatever. Awesome. Dustin Colquitt.
Real snow angels.
Real snow angels. Super Bowl champion. Now, Dustin Colquitt. Back to you.
Hey, I got dumped day after that, by the way. What was that?
Well, it took a few months, but Dustin Colquitt got dumped after that as well. And
damn.
So the Chiefs will have a new punter.
That's my bad, D. That's my bad. I put that out there.
In 2005, the Chiefs drafted Colquitt, and he's been the punter ever since. So for the first time in 15 years, Chiefs will have a new punter next year. And normally, I would go into the details of the sports of this, but this is the KC Morning Show, and I'm going to heart-sify it for you. the two punters that the Chiefs are choosing from. One, Hartzell, has a mullet. And Tyler Newsome, he comes
Love
from
it.
Notre Dame. And
Love
the
it.
Other has just long hair and a flow. And his name is Tommy Townsend, which is a great football name. So either way, the Chiefs punter next year will have amazing hair. And so
let me see what I want to go with. I feel like I'm leaning towards Tommy, to be honest with you.
Tyler Newsome has the mullet, and then Tommy Townsend has almost like this. Who's the guy from Friday Night Lights? Tim Riggins.
Oh, okay. This
Tim
guy's
Riggins
got
flow. Yeah.
He's got kind of a surfer guy vibe to him. Really straight, long hair going back. You know what? Listen, my boy, you are a multimillionaire now. You don't need a mullet. Act like you've been there. Tommy's going to get my vote. Tommy's my winner.
Well, he signed, I believe it was for like $85,000 as an undrafted free agent, so he can become a millionaire.
I like an underdog. I like a good underdog.
he at first has to beat out Newsome in training camp because they'll be having a punter battle.
Chiefs,
Big T. Chiefs saved $2 million by moving on from Colquitt, and it's sad because, I mean, he was one of the more likable Chiefs. He was the last real Chief left of the old regime. I mean, we are now down to, since Andy Reid got here in 2013, there are two players that are still with them, Anthony Sherman and Eric Fisher. So only two Chiefs left. Moving on, worst news for the Chiefs, and I'll just quickly touch upon this. Bashaud Breeland facing multiple charges in South Carolina.
What the hell is he doing? What's happening here?
Yeah, it was looked like there
My
was
guy.
Some
My guy.
Alleged marijuana possession.
How about we do this? How about this? Hey, y'all, and I'm talking to any professional athlete in the world, okay? If y'all want to come kick it, just come over to my house, okay? Yeah. I will not only provide what you need. Listen, I'll make sure we got a ride. Don't be driving. Why are you driving?
Muriel is all the cereal you need. And two.
My mother will have that fridge stocked for any and everybody. Come on over, y'all. Don't do this.
So, Breeland, there are counts of resisting arrest, having alcohol in a motor vehicle, and marijuana. And apparently he gave the cops his cell phone.
Idiot. What are you doing?
And you'll like this, Hartzell. Apparently,
I won't.
He told the cops that he's a marijuana enthusiast. So
aren't we all? But you ain't got to make it easy for him.
Anyway, the lawyers tweeted out a statement again saying innocent until proven guilty, which is true. And so we will see how this goes. The Chiefs haven't released him. And
was he high when he made that statement to the cops? He had to have been.
We don't know. And so the Chiefs have said they're going to see how this plays out. Breeland was actually, and this came out afterwards, he was actually facing a 4-game suspension anyway from another thing we didn't know about even before this. So the Chiefs
still not know what it is,
release or not, substance abuse. So the Chief, you know, release or not, the Chiefs won't have Breeland, I think, for at least a handful of games to start the year.
Gotcha.
So they'll be without their best cornerback in their title defense to start the first few weeks. Luckily,
again, pro athletes, that offer stands, and my rate is very, very affordable. So,
you know how in the dish aisle and the kitchen aisle, they have this magic eraser sponge thing? Mm-hmm. That's Patrick Mahomes. Any problem that you have can be solved by simply saying that you have the best quarterback in the world. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, Mahomes, Tyrann Mathieu, Andy Reid, and Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, the right guard for the Chiefs, they'll speak to the media on Friday. I'm actually going to get ready for that right after this. And so that'll be interesting. LDT, Hartzell, I don't know if you've heard this, but he has that medical degree. I'm sure you've heard it in passing. He has decided that he is working in the hospitals right now battling coronavirus in Canada.
He made the cover of something. What was that?
The daily cover of Sports Illustrated. So Sports Illustrated has their weekly and monthly cover, and they have their daily cover. So, yes, he wrote an article for Sports Illustrated detailing his decision to go back to the front lines. And this, you know, you talk about Tommy Townsend. This is someone who's already been paid. I mean, $20 million guaranteed, so on and so forth. This millionaire does not need to do a second more of medical work in his life, but he's choosing to go in. And he said in the Sports Illustrated article he's working in a nursing capacity right now because he didn't complete his residency and so on and so forth, but he just has the degree. So crazy.
That's so cool. So is he going to be there for a while? Is he going to come back once we kind of figure stuff out or what?
I think once the team reconvenes in person, he's going to leave. But what the NFL has right now is a virtual offseason. So that affords him the opportunity to be wherever. And so he's right now.
Good for him.
Battling coronavirus.
Good on him. That's awesome. Good, good, good.
The MLB could return in late June, early July. The league is considering a 3-division, 10-team plan in which teams only play within their division so they don't travel as much. And the leagues will be based on geography. So teams like the Royals and the Cardinals will be in the same division. And same with a lot of the California teams and teams like the Mets and the Yankees. So normally matchups that you'd only get once a year, once every couple of years, you'll get regularly, which will be interesting.
Could we get like the Cubs? Because that's Midwest. Would that be us?
I don't have the divisions in front of me, but yes, that would be in play, yes. The plan, pending approval of medical experts and providing COVID testing is available, would eliminate the need for players to be in isolation and allow them to still play at their home ballparks because they're...
Oh, nice. Okay.
Within... again, it would just be you playing your teams. So it could be a baseball unlike any other. And I've said this before with the Royals. The Royals are still in rebuilding mode, but you take away 100 games out of the year. If they can get hot, they may make the playoffs. And because you never know what can happen when you take away half the year. In baseball, usually that corrects itself, but the Royals might have a shot.
So. Okay, I got this for you. So this would be your perspective, not AL Central, just the Central Division, I guess. Yeah. Cleveland Indians, St. Louis Cardinals, Atlanta Braves, Milwaukee Brewers, the Chicago White Sox, the Minnesota Twins, the Cincinnati Reds, the Chicago Cubs, Detroit Tigers, and your Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, so it'd all be based on geography, so you would get the Cubs, yeah.
That's kind of cool. I kind of love that.
Yeah, and I assume at the beginning of it, maybe there wouldn't be fans. I think what you're seeing in Kansas City is kind of a microcosm for the entire country, where they're slowly but surely doing this. Alex Smith is having an E60 special tonight, the former Chiefs quarterback.
Unfortunately, I've got what looks like very bad news. Alex Smith suffers it's a gruesome leg injury. You're going to see a replay. Look away. It is a graphic injury. It looks like Alex Smith has broken his leg.
He had a brutal, brutal injury he suffered 1 year ago. And right now on ESPN, they're going to go through a documentary. That's at 6:30 p.m. Arrowhead time tonight. Alex Smith and his comeback from what was, again, that brutal leg injury. So if you want to check that out. And so that's it for sports. I got a couple events for you today.
You got some events? Give me some events, man. Give me them events.
Be part of the art on First Friday, put on by the City Market. It's the third... It's the third season of City Market. Be part of the art. Beginning at 5 p.m. on First Friday, grab some snacks, a cold drink, and browse our artists' latest work as they post in real time, just like you're strolling past the booths in the Market Pavilion. So, there we go.
Let me help you out there, buddy. Let me help you out there. A little background noise for you. Kansas City, here I come. What else you got, Pete?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It says it's a virtual event. I don't have a link for you. I see it online. So I would check out the City Market on Facebook for more details. But it says 5 o'clock today, basically a virtual First Friday. So that's fun.
Okay.
Also, a virtual tap room happening today at 5 p.m. with the Border Brewing Company. virtualtaproom.com/Border Brewing Company. And have a beer with them. I like all those virtual events.
I had my first group hangout with my buddies this week, and it was actually kind of a good time. I thought this was going to be dumb. I'm like, why are we doing this? But
it's fun.
I didn't hate it. Didn't hate it.
Also today at 4 o'clock, and I'm not talking about Hartzell here, it's the Wiener Wagon to go and cookies and beer. And that is at Limitless Brewing in Lenexa, Kansas.
Say right 9765. No wiener wagon associated with Chaboy is going to be free because you got to pay for this, baby. All right.
Yeah, no, come out.
No free shows.
And get some delicious wieners and cookies to go from some famous local companies. Again, that is 9765 Whitmer in Lenexa, Kansas. That happens at 4 o'clock. A little bit of a wiener mobile. Today at 11 a.m.
Wherever I am, it's a wiener mobile, baby.
It's the Zarda Smokeout. And so they'll be having a curbside pickup, meals just $20. Zarda today. We have this tomorrow at 8 a.m., the Overland Park Drive-Thru Farmers Market. That's located at 6000 College Boulevard in OP. And then on Sunday, the Youth Symphony's virtual concert event at 3 o'clock. A streaming performance for the Youth Symphony's never-before-seen concert. It'll feature full orchestras and an excerpt from, I can't even pronounce this, St. Sayan's Organ Symphony. So there you go.
Nailed it, man. Nailed it.
Some virtual events out of Kansas City. Thank
you. Hear
that? Thank you very much.
That's for you.
Thank you.
Peter, good job, man. Hey, an excellent week of shows. The programming this week, some of your best material. I like to think that I took that Wednesday show and I found myself. And today, no, we found ourselves.
Yes.
And now today, well, damn, man, I think today we produced.
We found love in a Hartsville place.
Ah, touche. You win. You win this one. I feel like you won this exchange. You won the show today, Pete. You win the show. Give me a... Oh, hold on. Let's plug us. Since this is the weekend show, where can people find us, Pete?
Casey Morning Show everywhere. The Casey Morning Show on Instagram. You can also find us on Facebook. Trying to ramp up some social. I'm going to throw this out there too. If you're interested in social media and want to work with us, we are looking for some people to help contribute with social media. So get at us, kcmorningshow@gmail.com. You can also email us about anything. So keep that in mind.
Literally anything. What he's trying to say is when Pete was gone, when you noticed that Pete was gone, moving and during the Super Bowl run, I was in charge of putting together the pictures and we need somebody else.
Well, yeah. I mean, pulling the curtain back, I have time to do the show, but I'm very busy. So it's hard for me to.
Same. I am so busy. I am so busy.
And
I
we know Hartsville can't do it. So if you know social things. Media and you're interested in helping us, kcmorningshow@gmail.com. Cam wants to help. I know.
I'm swamped. I would love to make it work, but I just can't make it work.
It's been a good show. For
good
everybody.
Show, good time. Got Chiefs to gear up for next. You got a whole media thing you got to get geared up for?
Yeah, between 9 and 11 this morning, ooh, I will be with the Chiefs Zoom press conference, essentially. So,
well, hey, I'm gonna let you go. You went out a couple of seconds ago. You went out for a little bit. Do you have anything you need to say before you get out of here? Listen, man. I am trying to save your DMs. Is there anything you'd like to say as we get out on the show?
I would like to say sorry that I didn't call out the Bulldogs sooner. Screw Bulldogs.
Oh, my
done with
God.
This
no. No, I'm hitting the button. Peter. Peter B. Swing the B stands for Bully Bulldog. We will see you. We'll see you on
the
Monday.
The KC Morning Show.
Love y'all. Be safe. Peter, say goodbye.